Let us pray. Holy Spirit, fall upon us now in this moment and lift us up through Christ to the Father. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. In my study, a slim black volume perches above a welter of monographs and studies on baptism, Holy Communion, liturgical subjects. But whereas those books are for explaining the histories of baptism, communion, pastoral care, this book is actually for doing baptisms, communions, and acts of pastoral care. It's an old 1928 Book of Common Prayer. Its cover is in good shape, despite its age, and its binding remains solid. But still, the gold leaf that once edged those pages does show bubbles of wear, and the three ribbon markers are frayed. Seven paper clips peek out from crinkled pages, signs of repeated use. And this volume was Deacon Bill McGlathery's prayer book. This was the book he used to assist at Holy Communion here at this church. In fact, the green paper clip is stuck on the Sunday for the 24th after Trinity, probably the last Sunday he served here. This was the book, the prayer book that he used when he spoke at funerals. There are paper clips that hover over graveside prayers. And this was the book that he carried into nursing homes and held beside those facing the end. A paper clip and a ribbon marker converging over the visitation for the sick and the litany for the dying. This prayer book served Bill well, even as Bill served his Lord well. You see, there's something that happens when a bishop lays hands on a man and ordains him a deacon, a diakonos, a servant. Jesus starts carrying that man around like a prayer book. Jesus serves through that servant in a unique way. Every time that Bill stood at that altar and prayed the prayer for the whole estate of Christ Church, or marched down into the nave and read the gospel reading, it was Jesus who was praying for the church. It was Jesus reading his own gospel story. Every time that Bill chanted the litany of the dying over trembling gray heads, Jesus chanted through him. And every time that Bill read aloud the prayers of commendation for a departed saint, Jesus read aloud through him and welcomed that saint into glory. Jesus used Bill daily in his church, not just in a general sense, the church at large, but here in this church with you. Jesus worked through Bill in your lives. But there came a day when it seemed that the old prayer book's work was done. Bill's mind began to falter. Confusion emerged. And there are traces of this in the prayer book. I'm told that many of the notes scribbled in the margins were to help him remember where to go, as his memory began to loop. Lost memories, repeated conversations. His body, like the binding of his own prayer book, was in good shape. But the gold leaf edges of his understanding showed bubbles of dementia's wear. And at this point, we could be forgiven for thinking that the triune God was done working through Bill. And this is where I met Bill, after many years at the Arbor. Mostly he mumbled and nodded when I talked to him, or I should probably say at him. Occasionally, if I tapped the old baseball player on the shoulder and mentioned Old Miss, he would pump his fist and grin. But for the most part, it seemed like the heavenly high priest had slid the old prayer book onto the shelf to gather dust there at the nursing home. But behind the babble and the confusion, in many ways, Bill's whole person, his body, was a prayer. A prayer encapsulated in the psalm that we read responsively. Oh, hide not thou thy face from me, nor cast thy servant away in displeasure. Thou hast been my succor. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. It may have felt like God was done using Bill, that God had forsook the old prayer book. But had he? A few months ago, when Bill was in the hospital, when he stopped eating the first time, Joan called me, and so I went over to visit him. He pulled his thin legs to his chest. He babbled and stared at the television. And I talked at him some more for a while, reminding him that I'd come to St. Stephen's a few years ago. And finally, it was time for me to go. And so I said, Bill, I'm going to pray for you, and I'm going to anoint you, okay? So I read the prayer for Holy Unction, and I anointed his forehead. He mumbled a few times, and then he just kind of stopped and paused, and he looked at me, and he said, thank you. That seemed to have helped a bit. I'm glad you're there. And he started mumbling again. And before I left, I said, I blessed him, and he again looked at me. Thank you. It was a brief moment, a tiny thing. There was no miraculous healing of the dementia. But once again, that old prayer book, that old deacon, that old general, bore witness to the power of Jesus Christ. Jesus was in that room with us. And once again, Jesus was speaking through his lips, giving thanks for the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. You see, behind the dementia was the song of the psalmist. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom then shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom then shall I be afraid? 2 days before he passed, the hospice nurse let us know that the end was near. And so I drove up to the Arbor. But as I did, must have had a Holy Spirit nudge. I went over to my bookshelf and I pulled down this prayer book. Twenty minutes later, I prayed the litany for the dying over Jesus' old deacon with his prayer book. With his own paperclip marking the exact spot where this is to be prayed. And 2 days later, Bill gets up and puts on his vestments. As the burning seraphim chant, holy, 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 Bill bows before the altar throne, marches down the steps into the heavenly nave. He lifts high his life story, a story which has become, through all of its joy and suffering, the Jesus story. Bill crosses his brow, his lips, and his heart. This is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is what Jesus has done for me. And the whole of heaven thunders in response. Glory be to thee, O Christ. God never abandons us. God is always with us. And Jesus keeps using his prayer books to the end and into eternity itself because he is the good news. He is the gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.